But we all love it. All right. So I mentioned that there was another speaker here tonight that we met at the Chicago Design Museum show. She was super wonderful. Can't wait to hear what she has to say. She is the one of the hosts of the tech podcast, Open Ended. This is Cher Vincent.
Long before MySpace was a music blog and LiveJournal got taken over by the Russians, I was living in New York City, having just finished a visiting semester at NYU. The year was 2008, and I, again, Cher Vincent, was embarking on my greatest adventure yet, moving in with my boyfriend. We were solid. I mean, I hated every day of my life, and I thought he was the worst. I wanted to kill him constantly, and I hated him. But we were solid, you know, and we were making it work. And we were, you know, why make a complicated relationship more difficult than putting ourselves into a small 350 square foot apartment in Williamsburg, New York? Like, why we do that? Because I was 20 and I can do anything. But of course, all my school chums had made their return back home to their respective cities, and my boyfriend's friends were mean and lived in Bushwick, so I spent most of my time at home watching whatever pirated television I could get my hands on. And one of those classic television shows that I got was this small Canadian show called Degrassi, The Next Generation. It's real good if you haven't heard of it. I was several seasons behind, and with all the free time on my hands, only 15 hours a week was dedicated to entering at a music blog that will not be named. I hid behind my covers, and I got lost in an issue of the week that this beautiful mess of a show presented to me. However, there was two characters that kept me riveted, seeing reflections of myself and my life in them. Craig Manning, the cocaine-abusing bipolar musician, and Ellie Nash, the journalist that self-mutilated. Granted, I didn't cut myself, but I felt every moment of self-loathing in hers, and while my boyfriend didn't do coke, he was a musician, and he had his own mental baggage. Watching these two characters navigate the relationship and seeing it fall apart left me really confused and frustrated, and when I finally caught up with the series, I was livid. I was making work with my shitty boyfriend. Like, how can they couldn't get their shit together? So, on one sweltering evening in June, I went to a site where all my issues and resolutions could be found. LiveJournal. I went down the rabbit hole of online community and forums and eventually stumbled on stories inspired by the show written by its fans. This idea of fan fiction was foreign to me, but I quickly absorbed every story I could get my hands on until, of course, I started thinking of my own, because I took a creative writing class before, and I was way funnier than these basic bitches, so let's do this. The floodgates burst open with my many stories, adventures, and complications that Craig and Allie could conquer together for weeks. And then a funny thing happened. I started getting fans. Fans of my fan fiction. Oh my god, this is amazing! That was the typical response, mostly punctuated with several emoticons, and I also got followers and favoring alerts. It was really awesome, because what a time to be alive and piggyback on someone else's creation and use it to my own agenda. I was drunk with power, and I started to forget about the way my real life, Craig Manning, was growing more and more distant, and how I wanted to kill him less, but also missed him less. That eventually I was putting the words I wish my boyfriend would say to me in my fanfiction, Craig, and how the Ellie in my stories said the words I wish I had the courage to say to him aloud. I was so far away from actually expressing my distress in my real-life relationship that I completely lived vicariously through this couple. They were my escape. It was around this time, about 2 months into my obsession, that I started getting reviews from one reader. Her words were thoughtful and kind, sometimes detailed and well-informed, or just an interesting response to a quote from my story. And so I went to her profile, and I found out that we had stories in common, other shows we liked, and I began reviewing her stuff. Before long, reviews turned into DMs, then into emails, then into AIM and GChat, and eventually texting and phone calls. And suddenly I wasn't in New York City anymore. I wasn't with that boyfriend any longer. I was finishing college and starting to work and living with roommates and creating a life for myself outside of that destructive relationship. But this woman was still there, cheering me on. Brandy is one of my best friends. I talk to her at least 5 times a day on any given day. She sends me silly gifts and inspirational quotes, mails me amazing gifts and cards, and never falters for her love and admiration for me. This is the person I want to talk to the most when something significant happens in my life, good or bad. She tells me her hopes and dreams and her fears way out in Kansas City. And I talk to her about the crazy shit that goes on in my life, like my depression or whatever crazy idea I think about taking over the world. And I've only met her once in her life at her wedding, but she's an integral part of my life. So I like to give a thanks to Grassy Fanfiction. Because little did I know that in that cramped, sad little apartment in Williamsburg all those years ago, it would give me one of the greatest gifts I've ever been bestowed, a friend. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.